Hundreds of years ago, Christian missionaries brought their faith to parts of what is modern-day northern Iraq. A small community of mostly Chaldean Catholics and Assyrians has grown in cities across the north, as well as in the Dora neighborhood of Baghdad and to the south in the port city of Basra. Today, Iraqi Christians account for between 2 and 3% of the country's nearly 27 million people. As sectarian violence grows between Shiites and Sunni Arabs, the Christian community has stayed out of the conflict. But many Christians have become victims of the violence, some caught in random acts of terror, others targeted because they are not Muslim. Many have fled the capital for the Christian town of Ain Kawa, near the city of Erbil in the Kurdistan region of northern Iraq. Yusuf owned a restaurant in Baghdad's Dora district. Forced to flee the violence, he now works as a security guard at a church in Ain Kawa. He says, I left my restaurant and brought my sons here because the terrorists kill everyone. The barber, the baker, the supermarket owner, they just kill indiscriminately. Firas also lived in the Dora neighborhood of Baghdad. He left 2 months ago and says very few of his neighbors are still there. He says he left because he feared for his life.
If you are in a Shia neighborhood, you can see your identity, Christian, okay. You can be, let's say, at least be suffering or something, or they're going to kill you easily. Same things in Sunni places.
Sometimes those who have fled have experienced the worst horrors. A businessman we will call Fuad to protect him and his family was kidnapped in Baghdad. He is reluctant to recall his ordeal.
I don't want to remember it. Leave it. What's the use of this story? Every day hundreds are kidnapped in Baghdad.
But after some prompting, he tells VOA that gunmen abducted him and held him for 5 days. He does not know where they took him, as they covered his head with a hood the entire time. He says the first 2 days he was sure they would kill him. In the end, his family paid the kidnappers $170,000 for his safe return. But Father Tariq from St. George Church in Ain Kawa says it is not just Baghdad Christians who are fleeing the violence.
700 families came to Kurdistan.
He says families come to Kurdistan from Basra, Mosul, and Kirkuk, as well as Baghdad. Altogether, about 700 families have come to the area. Sally is a Christian from Kirkuk. She left the city about a year ago and came to Ain Kawa. She says the situation in Kirkuk is very bad. There are bombs, explosions, and kidnappings. Randa is also from Kirkuk. She used to work at a church there but fled 2 months ago. She says car bombers attacked 3 churches in the same day. It was horrible and we were afraid, so I left my job and my home. Many who have fled say they hope they will be able to return to their homes in a year or two, but others say they will stay in their Christian enclave in the north. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Ain Kawa in northern Iraq.